Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town
Podcast. Funky Town Podcast.
Now there ain't no prayer for this hell I spun. I ain't killed a man yet, 'cause I'm killing this one. Baby crying in the next room. Well, she don't sleep, I don't either. I keep on going down them same old roads. I'm paying toll by the quarterback, but it don't last. Living in my number, man. And now there ain't no prayer for this hell I spun. I ain't killed a man yet. I'm a killin' this one. I got nobody to call. It's getting harder 'cause they say I'm too drunk. It's 4 a.m. I got that itch again. I'd say I'm sinking, but I'm way past sunk. Got sunk. Oh, oh Lord, I say I'm sinking, but hell, I've already sunk. And now there ain't no prayer for this hell I spun. I ain't killed a man yet, 'cause I'm a killin' this one. Need a smoke. Oh Lord, Lord, I'm a going under now. Oh Lord, Lord, I'm a steady going down. And now there ain't no prayer for this hell I spun. I ain't killed a man yet, but I'm a killing this one. I'm a killing this one.
All right. Welcome to Funky Town Podcast. And Joe's not here this week. Zach's not here this week. Our guest canceled this week. So I was like, that's fine. We'll just take a little break. No big deal. You know? we had a big show last week, a big show next week. And so I decided to go fishing. But then I was like, man, I hate to not give a podcast this week. So I went out of Marine Creek and decided to throw on my headphones and my recorder on my phone and just see what we could do. I have the worst luck fishing in a park. Now I got to walk 900 miles just to get to some place to fish. The park close to up here, I thought I would try up underneath it. And of course, there's a couple people up there swimming. I didn't see them. They're in the water. Climbed out on the pier, jumped back in the water again. It's kind of windy. I hope that's not too loud. But anyways, before we get too far, I want to tell you this funny story. It happened to me the other day at work. I stopped to get gas. And I wanted to smoke a cigarette. I need to quit smoking cigarettes just because the story is like this. I was standing there smoking a cigarette and this guy comes up and he, you know, I don't know, looks like a vagrant, homeless or whatever, and kind of starts talking to me, but he has a real bad speech impediment. And then he said, I don't know what he said. And I said, what? And he said it again. And I was like, I'm sorry, man, I can't hear you or understand you. And then he said it again. It was like coke or pot. And I was like, oh no, man, I'm good. We get drug tested, I don't need anything. And then he looked at me and he goes, no, man. And he said it again. And they pointed at the car. And the car said code compliance. And he's like, code compliance. I was like, oh, I thought you said coke or pot. I was like, that's kind of funny. Come on. So anyways, then he sat there and talked to me for a little longer and just bumped me. And I just, you know, wanted to smoke a cigarette in peace before I had to go back to work. But anyways, I thought he said coke or pot. Couldn't blame me. I mean, he was kind of, look at the kind of guy that might be trying to sell me some coke or pot. But it's like, who would try to ask a professional driver if he wants some coke or some pot while he's in his uniform putting gas in his truck? Finally to the first area where I can fish, and there's people here fishing. So I don't want someone to look at me all funny while I'm talking. Who's this guy talking to? I guess they would think I was talking to him. Yeah, so how's it going? Yeah, don't worry, I'll pick up milk on the way home. Yeah, I won't be out here too long. I know I say that all the time. It won't be too long. So I haven't been to Marine Creek in a long time. It's a great little park. People are out here walking around, kids playing, swimming. I don't see any boaters though. We need to bring the boat out here for sure. But they sure do swim around the boat ramp. They're all around the boat ramp swimming right now. We'll bring your boat down here. You're like, you guys gotta get out of the way. Good Lord, I'm walking forever. Alright. I don't really think this is the greatest place to fish, but I might just stop right here and fish because it's... Oh, here's a boat. Walk over here and see what's around the corner. Yeah, after going to Echo Park and other little ponds, this thing here is huge. Huge, huge. And I always only give myself an hour to fish, and it's like I haven't been doing that good lately. And probably part of the reason is because I never really give myself enough time. I always rushed. And I'm learning how to do this all over again with new equipment and fancy reels. So, well, here's some water, I guess. Try it. I don't know, man. I think it's a little warm to be fishing where I'm at, but we'll see what happens here. Oh, I got one already. I'm just kidding. That'd be awesome. I'm really worn out from that walk. So next week we'll be out at the Fort Worth Weekly Awards, covering that for the podcast. We'll have our recorder out there so you can flag one of us down and say hi. I'm sure we'll be trying to grab as many people as we can to do interviews. So I'm looking forward to that. Sounds like the Weekly took some of our ideas about having a band play live. I think the Brennan Hotels are going to play, and having some local celebrity presenters and stuff. They'll get up there and say, best local album of the year is... So that's kind of cool. I think John and Sally are going to do it. I think I heard maybe Lindsey Cole's going to do it. So I think that's cool. Instead of just having one or two people do it all the time, have it be more like the Academy Awards or the... whatever they are on TV. Not the Golden Globes, but... I guess it's the Academy Awards. I think it's going to be a good time. It's going to be at the Ridgely Theater. I think it's open to the public, too, so it's not invite only like it usually is. Yesterday I went to Montague with Dustin to help him out with one of his photo shoots that he does. There's a couple of former Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and a Dallas Maverick dancer, I think it was, and they shot different shots of them and stuff. And on the way back from there, me and him did a little podcast that he'll put up in, I don't know, a week or two. So I won't get too far into it. You'll have to listen to that to find out all the details. But I will say that we hung out and had dinner with the mayor and fire chief and local restaurant owner. It's all the same guy, obviously. But so it was cool. A really beautiful place. The girls were super cool. The people that he works with, his partners or whatever, are super cool. And so, it was a good time, head by all. So you can check that out over on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show. So now I'm trying a different bait. Let's see if I can get any bites. This one's broke. I can't use this one. This one's no good. Yeah, I think this sucks, man. Sorry. I thought this might be kind of cool. It's like, you know, it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. I can talk to the Sweet Funkytonians while I'm fishing if I want to. That might not be bad. You know, and it'll be cool. We'll just talk, just me and them, kind of talk about what's going on. But there's not a whole lot going on, really, besides fishing for me. It's like this. I don't know why, but just I have an obsessive personality, and sometimes I get into something and I get really obsessed with it, and I just follow it through until either I get bored with it or it turns into something that's really cool and lasts for the rest of my life or whatever. And you know, and fishing is one of those things I've always done and will always do. So I think YouTube changed the game for me, as far as, you know, one day I went online and typed in fishing tips and tricks, and next thing you know, I'm fishing every day and watching YouTube videos every day and learning new tips and tricks. And all that kind of good stuff. And so now, you know, I've just become really, really, really obsessed with it. What is that? I love being, though, like somewhere like this where I'm out at a lake or a pond, and it's clearly I'm in the city still, but you get the waves crashing and the sounds of the lake, but you also get traffic and sirens and all that kind of good stuff. Well, that was a terrible throw, or a terrible cast, but I've never ever used this rod and reel before. So I'm trying something new here. I gotta get used to it. I might have the brakes on this thing set a little too tight. That's why I didn't want to go that far. Let's see if we do a little better this time. That's a little better, I think. So, but yeah, you know, I really want to be good at this, but often, lately I've been with the podcast and stuff, you know, it's becoming friends with all these musicians, and way back when, you know, I was in a band and stuff, and loved being in a band and playing music and writing songs and all that, and just kind of, you know, just kind of went away, got married, and life happens, and you just, you know, sometimes you just can't commit to something like you used to. But now, you know, the kids are getting older and we've made more time and I have time to do the podcast and stuff and making friends with all these people that are in bands. It's like, man, I should start writing music again, playing my guitar again, practicing and getting better at it. And, you know, I know a lot of people and probably get back into it and be a lot of fun. And then, you know, seeing Dustin and them start their band again, Dustin and Stubbs, and some of his friends, you know, started a band, and we're going to start playing shows and stuff, and it's like, yeah, I kind of want to do that, but I need to start practicing more, I need to start dusting off the old chops and stuff, and writing skills and all that kind of thing, and start writing some more songs, and, you know, getting ready for it. Instead of doing that, I'm fishing, which, you know, fishing, that's cool, but I wonder sometimes if, you know, we don't make these distractions like this because we're afraid of what could happen, you know, maybe I'm too scared to put myself out there. Maybe it's different starting a band and being in a band when you don't know anybody, and then meeting people and making friends through your band, kind of like it was with a podcast, than it is to actually know all these people and then be like, hey, I'm in a band. I don't know. I think it'd actually be harder now, knowing people, than it would be before when I didn't know anybody. It should be easier though, right? Because they're all friends. Oh, that was right in the weeds. This is not really a good fishing spot. I need to get myself moved down. You know, so I wonder sometimes if I'm not distracting myself from bigger and better things. You know, instead of sitting at home right now and making this really kick-ass podcast, I'm out fishing and trying to do a podcast at the same time. And say, oh yeah, see man, that's clever. See how clever I am? You never hear people fishing and podcasting. That's because people actually care about what they're doing, and they're not going to do something else. They're going to give podcasting their full attention and not try to do something like fish while they're doing it. So you have to ask yourself those questions, you know. Am I just fucking off with an excuse so I don't have to do the podcast, because if I actually gave the podcast as much time and energy and attention as I give to fishing right now, the podcast could be like extra great. Or, you know, like I said, playing music or anything like that. So if I give the same time and energy, but I don't know. I think that would be true most of the time. However, with fishing, a little different. I don't know why, but I want to be good at fishing. Be able to go out and catch fish and that was not cool, man. Not cool. You can really throw this line on this reel. I like where this reel works.
Thought about it and I walked the floor till my head was aching and my feet got sore. Didn't help the shape I was in or get me where I wanted to go. This town has gave me such a worried mind. Forgot just what I came here to find. I missed some place where I grew up and spent the time away. Ooh, I thought no one understood just what I was going through. But all bad turned to good when I heard you sing that tune. You took me home back where I belong. If I need a way to carry on, play that song, 'cause you took me home. Place and a couple of boots. I thought that would surely help me lose. Memories that keep coming up to only bring me down. In the corner there stands a microphone. Behind it a man about to sing his song. And in his eyes I could see the pain that I knew oh so well. Ooh, I thought no one understood just what I was going through. But all bad turned to good when I heard you sing that tune. You took me home back where I belong. If I need a way to carry on, play that song, 'cause you took me home. I thought no one understood just what I was going through. But all bad turned to good when I heard you sing that tune. You took me home back where I belong. If I need a way to carry on, play that song, 'cause you took me home.
We are back. I am no longer at the lake. I am now home, sitting on my front porch on the nice and quiet south side of Fort Worth. I didn't catch any fish I haven't caught any fish in probably 10, 12 days. I don't know. It's been like 2 weeks. It sucks. I know why tonight. It's like I didn't plan it out. Last minute, I was like, I'm going to go to Marine Creek. I've been wanting to go to Marine Creek. And so I'm going to go out there. And it hasn't been in so long. And I parked up on the college side. And it's just all these people were swimming. And so you have to get on the trail and kind of walk around. And there's no real good spots. The sun is blaring down on us. There's no shade. And all the shade was on the other side of the lake. And I think to get around there, you have to walk that whole trail or track around over there. And it was way too far and way too long to do that. So should have scouted it out, you know. And I know where I wanted to go. I just wasn't sure how to get there. I couldn't remember, and I didn't want to waste time looking for it. I just wanted to park and start fishing. And I should have taken the extra 10 minutes to scout it out and... You know. Anyway, so I didn't catch anything, but I did practice with my new rod and reel. I know you guys don't care, but it's like it's the nicest one that I have. It's a 7 foot, I think it's called Shimano. It's a black rod, and it's a heavy rod. And then I got this bait casting reel. It's a Daiwa, D-A-I-W-A, D-A-W-I-A, I can't remember. But it's a normally a pretty expensive reel. Now these are both extremely used and given to me, but it's the nicest setup that I have. It's and I was flinging that around and actually doing pretty good with it. It's like I had gotten pretty good at playing my pentatonic scale and my Fender Squire, and now I actually played a Fender Strat, and it sounds a million times better. Same kind of concept goes with that, you know. So I'm gonna be excited playing with my Fender Strat rod and reel coming up. I didn't want to just leave you guys. I know it's the first part. I don't know. I listened to it. It's not terrible. You know, it's kind of cool. You can hear some of the water and some of the lake sounds, and you can hear the zzzz whenever I cast out and stuff. So, you know, it's got its moments where it's not too bad. But I just didn't want to leave you guys without a podcast this week. And I don't know if you guys just want to hear music for an hour or what. So I thought I'd just come on and talk. And I don't know. I think fishing, I think it's really good for me. I do think it's a distraction. There's lots of stuff I need to be doing that I'm not getting done. And I'm going fishing for an hour every day. But again, it's only an hour. And, you know, I'm not spending that hour at a bar drinking or... There's a million other things I could do that's worse for me. I'm actually getting out exercising, walking, you know, I'm out with nature. It brings my blood pressure and stuff down. It kind of relaxes me a little bit. But yeah, it also makes me very, self-reflective or whatever, where, you know, I'm always thinking about, oh, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Maybe I should have done this better. Maybe I shouldn't have said this that way. You know, I mean, some of us are just that way naturally. And doing a podcast where I have nobody to talk to, it's very weird because I don't have somebody sitting across from me that I can at least, if nothing else, read their face and their body language and stuff to see if what I'm saying is resonating or if it's boring or, but not having that person there to kind of play off of, it's very weird. And it's like, what do you talk about? I can try to tell you a funny story, but I did that earlier with the whole Coke and pot thing, and it didn't come off that funny. It was a really funny experience, but without having people here to play off of, it comes off very flat and dry. So this is a weird experiment in podcasting for me, because I don't usually sit around and just talk to myself or talk to you guys with a microphone and nobody else around me. And now I'm on the front porch just sitting here, just talking like I'm a crazy man, like, you know, well, like I know somebody's out there listening. Nothing else. I know Susie or Dustin or Joe or, you know, Zach or maybe Rebecca are listening. At least those people are listening. Hey, those are my peeps. sure Stubbs ain't listening. He never listens. That's why I say suck it, Stubbs. So, but anyway, so now I'm home and I'm tired. It was a long day. I got to spend time with my dad. Something just walked across my yard and freaked me out. Oh, God, it scared me. Just talking about something freaking me out. It wasn't there. Something out of the corner of my eye moved. It might have been a light or something, but it, I thought it was a dog. So it kind of freaked me out. And then that loud boom goes off. The 4th of July, I guess. I should wait till Tuesday to do this podcast and do it on the porch. So that way you can hear the madness that goes on over here. It's crazy. It sounds like a war zone, like we're in Beirut, or I guess that's probably a kind of an old reference. It's like we're in Afghanistan or Syria. Hello, train. So we went fishing, played some music, and now we're back just for a few minutes so I can say goodbye, I guess. And so it's not a complete, total waste of your time. I just know what we should talk about. Last week's show I thought was a lot of fun. If you have listened to it, listen to it. It was very weird. It was 2 days, so it was a little long. You know, got a lot of audio over those 2 days and saw a lot of live bands. And it was the Fort Worth Music Showcase thing is always really cool and so fun. Last week was no different, and I really look forward to this coming up week when we're doing the Fort Worth Weekly Music Award actual show, the actual award show. I will be there with our recorder. One of our best shows of last year was when we went, and Zach got really drunk, and I had him interviewing all kinds of people, and we got lots of interviews and crazy audio, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And so I know that it'll be a lot of fun this year. And I think it being at the Ridgely will be extra cool. So that's our local talk. Is there anything else going on cool that's local? I think it's cool that Luke McGlathery just played, I think last night, Saturday, at Trees with Wayne the Train Hancock. That's cool. I like Wayne the Train Hancock. I got into him because I got into Hank Williams III and a couple of songs off that first record that Hank III did. One of them was 87 Southbound and the other one was Thunderstorms and Neon Signs, and both those songs were just so cool, and I found out that those are Wayne Hancock's songs, so I actually started checking out Wayne Hancock, and his versions of those songs are way better. And and then I got to hear some of his other stuff, and he's a real cool cat. I think he's out of Austin, honestly. And I hear he's kind of wild too, kind of a crazy man. But he came to the Rec Room and played a show, and I really wanted to go see him play. And my wife was pregnant with Zoe, so this had to be 13 and a half years ago, you know. And we went down there, and I wore my blue jeans and my red Pearl Snap shirt, and I can't remember what she wore, but she was pregnant. I mean, pregnant. Clearly pregnant. There was no way of not knowing, is that girl pregnant? Or, you know, she was pregnant. And, of course, she's not drinking or, you know, anything, smoking. But sit there, and I remember one guy comes out, tall, kind of good-looking guy, had on a really cool Pearl Snap shirt, the thick ones with, like, the trim on the around the buttons and the pockets and stuff, real Nashville. And he had the pompadour hair, and I was like, ah, I wonder if that's Wayne Hancock. And then he starts picking up the bass and messing with it. And then another guy comes out, and he's real, like, you know, kind of black greaser pompadour hair with white shirt, blue jeans, you know, the big cuffs and the boots, and kind of rockabilly looking. I'm like, I wonder if that's Wayne Hancock. And he gets behind the drums. And then all of a sudden, some dude comes out wearing like khaki shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and an acoustic guitar. And, hey, there's Wayne Hancock. It's totally not what I expected. He was kind of short and just like a, just looked like a regular dude you'd be standing behind in line at Kroger. I never in a million years would have thought that he was Wayne the Train, you know. But as soon as he started playing that guitar, and he played it really cool, he used his thumb and fingers a lot, you know, did a lot of strumming that way. And he'd play this, play it. But he was cool. He was a lot of fun. It was one of the best shows that I went to at the rec room. And then there's only like, God, there couldn't have been 15 people there. And this lady was taking photos, and she took a picture of me and my wife. And she's like, give me your address, and I'll send this to you. And so we were like, okay, it seemed a little weird, but we gave her our address, and it wasn't like a week or so later, we got a picture in the mail, and it was me and Diana at the rec room watching Wayne the Train Hancock. You know, it was cool. That was really cool, and that was a really great show. And so I think it's cool that Luke McGlathery gets to play with that dude. And so I wonder if he gets to party with him or not. I'll have to talk to Luke and ask him about that the next time he has him on the show. So, is there any other local news happening that I can think of? I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff going on, but it's late now and I'm tired and I can't think of anything. So, we could talk about fishing some more. I'm just kidding. But if you do, man, if you listen to this show and you're like, man, Jeff's always going fishing and stuff. I want to go fishing. Just shoot me a Facebook message or something. I usually go off work at night around 8 o'clock, and I try to go before sundown, and so I'll hit somewhere kind of close around the area, you know, right here in the Fort Worth area. But if you're not real close to me and you want to meet up and go like on a Saturday night at sunset or on a Sunday morning, you know, like at sunrise or something like that, hit me up. And if you're one of the guys that want to come on the show sometime and you're like, yeah, I want to come on the show, but I also want to go fishing, and you want to come on and go fishing and do a show while we're fishing, it'd probably be better if we did something where we weren't bass fishing. Maybe we can just put some minnows on the end of a hook and just cast it out and let it sit and just drink some beer and, you know, just talk. And that way we're not occupied with casting it out and reeling in, casting it out, reeling in, having to hold the microphone and all that stuff at the same time. Might be easier if we're just kind of sitting still, but you know, if anybody out there is interested in, you know, and I probably really won't do anything like that. Maybe I'll have somebody over and we can sit down and do like an interview, not about fishing, but just actually do the podcast interview, but do it from a boat or on a pier or at a lake, somewhere like that. Just kind of real chill and real quiet. We'll just do our regular conversation, but we'll do it with a couple poles in our hand. I think that'd be kind of cool. And so we'll probably do that. Maybe if we do it, you know, probably like some in the autumn and maybe a little bit in the spring, you know, just kind of mix it up every now and again. So if you're interested in doing something like that with me or with us, definitely you can send us an email at funkytownpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just, if you're a friend of me on Facebook, you can send me a private message or send a private message to the Facebook page or whatever. If you see me out and about, holler at me. Holler at Joe or Zach or any of those guys, and we can make it happen. So, and if it's really irritating you that I'm doing all this fishing stuff and talking about it all the time, and you're like, dude, I don't care about you and your fishing, just do local music, then yeah, I guess send me an email and I'll write you back saying, man, it's not a podcast, I'll do whatever. That I'm just kidding. So anyways, you guys, I guess, I don't know, how long has this been recording? I just don't want to short you. We're not that long. But I don't want it to be too short. I want you to at least have a decent amount of time. But I guess it is, quality is better than quantity, right? So instead of making this an hour and a half or 2 hours of nonsense mixed in with a couple of songs, we'll just keep it short and sweet and say goodnight and hope to see you guys. Oh man, I don't even know what day it is. I think it's Sunday at the Ridgely, I hope. If not, it's Saturday. But I hope to see you this weekend at the Ridgely for the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards. And we'll get lots of interviews, and that'll be back to our kind of, you know, live on the scenes with a recorder trying to capture audio. That'll be another one of those shows next week, kind of like last week. Probably not as long. And I won't go fishing during it. And I won't go fishing. I won't go fishing during it. And the week after that, I don't know who's on, but I think it's a regular guest, and we'll get back into the more in-studio, long-form interviews with Joe and Zach, and a guest coming up after the weekly awards. So it's summertime, it's hot, our brains are starting to melt, and sometimes you want to break up the boredom with a little bit of craziness or whatever. Bye.
No, life ain't hard. Put it on the card. You got your brand new cars, your big cigars. Hell, we're about to make it to Mars. Nice new clothes, but no more Eskimos. You got your average Joes, your semi-pros, and a whole bunch of superstars. Your granny's been cooking since 1945. Papa's been working every goddamn day of his life. No, it's not the same. No one can complain. You got your big old things, your tiny brains. Hell, I'm about to go insane. But sometimes you're broke. Life is but a joke. Spending nickels and dimes on something to smoke and little bitty bags of coke. I've been smoking since 1999. I never graduated, but I seem to be doing just fine. No, life ain't hard. All winded and neat, living on easy streets. You got lots of gas, fast stacks of cash, and you always got plenty to eat. Oh, but it ain't nice, living on beans and rice. Everybody around is just putting you down, ain't nobody treating you nice. I've been turnstiled and junk piled too. I've been railroaded, but I just had to get on through. Oh, life ain't hard. No, life ain't hard.